Long Island's KJOY 98.3. It is Meal Prep Monday on Jamie and Dew, brought to you by Food Bazaar. Download the free Food Bazaar Rewards app today to start earning your way to free groceries. Stephanie from Sweet Savory and Steph is here. We are serving up a nice, quick, easy breakfast.
Yes.
Let's do a protein smoothie. Yes. But this one has coffee in it, which makes it better. So listen to this. It's Steph's healthy mocha coffee protein smoothie.
Mm. Like most of my smoothies, this starts out with a frozen banana. As you buy your bananas and they start to brown, peel the bananas, put them in a Ziploc in the freezer, and it makes it really easy to grab and go when you want to make a smoothie like this. Mm-hmm. So we got our banana. We have a scoop of your favorite protein powder. I like using vanilla because it's kind of just like a basic flavor, and then you can build on top of it. You can make a chocolate or a peanut butter or whatever flavor smoothie you want, starting with vanilla. Then we're going to add in about a half a cup of milk. I use unsweetened almond milk. We have 2 tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa powder for our mocha, 1 tablespoon of date syrup.
Oh, yes. We're fancy.
So I know that's like, what? What? We don't have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, if you buy this, you'll find so many uses for it. It looks like chocolate syrup, but it's literally just dates.
Okay.
Which are so good for you, like packed with fiber, natural sweetness, and all that. So it's just a healthier way to kind of sweeten this.
Could we use maple syrup?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Any sweetener that you like. A little bit of vanilla extract, and then finally a cup of cold brew.
Oh.
Yes. So your favorite cold brew. I happen to drink iced coffee every single morning, so I always have cold brew in my fridge. And then we're going to blend it all together. Optional, but not really. Top with whipped cream.
Obviously. Here's going to be the question that I know somebody's going to email. How is this healthy?
Really, what's taking up the calories here is your protein powder, which is, again, is something you can control because you're going to pick your favorite one. You know, if you want to use one that does have stevia, so it's lower in sugar, you can use that. So really, the only thing that has the calories in here, obviously, aside from the banana, is your protein powder, which you can control. And the date syrup is adding some sweetness. So all in all, this is under 300 calories for a 24-ounce smoothie. You go to a smoothie place, you're looking at probably 500 calories.
Those smoothie shops are very deceiving.
Very. And then as far as like meal prepping this, which I know that's the other question people might have. So you can combine a few things ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can combine the liquids and like put them all in like mason jars in your fridge so that all you have to do is add in your frozen banana and kind of blend it.
Yeah, you don't want to like measure everything out first thing in the morning.
Right.
So it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Things that you don't consider meal prepping. Smoothies.
Yes.
Try out Stephanie's healthy mocha coffee protein smoothie. The recipe is up for you at KJOY.com.